Mahia Nathan has been a long-time principal at Te Wharekura or Manurewa. I've been driving along Browns Road in Manurewa, and you see the emergence of a fine new kura. I just thought it might be timely to have a kōrero with Mahia about where the new build is at, who it's going to eventually accommodate, and issues of that type. Thank you for your time, Mahia. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on the show again.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koe, tātou katoa.
Looks beautiful, the new whare in Browns Road, but what are we looking at? Is it a campus, or how might you describe the facilities that are being built? And I'm curious to know when they're going to open.
Yeah, so the concept is, it is a campus, so we're building a kohanga reo. The building that you see from Browns Road is a building that will house kura kaupapa at the wharekura. And then on top of that, we've also got some plans with one of the local wānanga, one of the wānanga, to build a off-site campus so that the notion is something that's not new, but, you know, from the cradle to the grave in terms of kohanga, kura kaupapa, wharekura, and whare wānanga in Noa, all on the one site. So that's generally our kaupapa for Te Pūtahi Māori o Manurewa.
Te Pūtahi Māori o Manurewa will be the new name. So eventually there's going to be plenty of our tamariki rangatahi Māori who will be attending this campus. How many eventually do you think it will accommodate?
At this stage, we're looking to 350, 400 tops. And there's also some kōrero. Part of it is to look at stage two in terms of the growth. So we know that, you know, in terms of Manurewa, we have one of our largest cohort of Māori living in Auckland, or actually in the whole of the country, whole of the world probably, located and situated in Manurewa. So we know that the numbers are there, so we know that we're going to grow. And, you know, with this wonderful whare or kura hou that's been designed, we just think that, you know, we're already thinking about stage two in terms of the growth for Te Pūtahi Māori o Manurewa.
Tēnā koe. Who designed the whare?
The builders or the construction people are a firm called Form. They've had dealings with other kura in terms of South Auckland, Te Kura o Ngāti Tamoho over in Pukekohe, and other kura around the motu, and the architect, there's a guy called Tim, I'm not too sure, I can't quite remember, I should know, but I can't quite remember who he's with. But so we've had dealings with the architect, with the construction people, through the ministry, and things are going okay, and the projected handover date is about April next year, with the completion date right about June, July. 2024.
How exciting it is. Look, I respect you greatly, Mahia. You've soldiered on there in effectively prefabs at Manurewa Marae for many a year, and it's timely. You've certainly shown as a kura your commitment to reo Māori issues over many years. How long has Te Wharekura o Manurewa been based at Manurewa Marae? Mark, how long have you been there?
Well, the concept around setting up a wharekura for Manurewa actually came out of a hui at the marae here in 1999. So there were three kura in Manurewa, Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Manurewa, Te Huringa o Manurewa, and Te Kura Akonga o Manurewa. So these were the three kura that we called a hui at the marae, the Māori community came along, supported us, and the ministry was here. And basically, we all agreed that we needed to have a wharekura for Manurewa. At that time, our kids, our year 8 kids, would be bucked out to, in some cases, Māngere, to Ngā Tapuai, and other kura outside of our rohe, and we thought that was crazy. So the initial concept, I began in 1999. The wharekura per se started in 2002, and then we moved to the current location that we're at behind the marae in 2003. So we've been here, so yeah, basically 20 years now, 21 years next year. So it's been a long haul, But you know, Dale, you know, all things, you know, it's been a long wait, but it's been worthwhile. And we fought the kaupapa. We've struggled to get you know what we wanted, but we hung in there because we believed in the kaupapa, and we know that the kaupapa is tika for us, for Manurewa. And so, yeah, finally our dreams are coming to fruition next year in 2024.
It's going to be exciting, isn't it? And the Māori community deserve nothing less. Beautiful new whare. Yeah. But, of course, whare have to be matched by, you know, wonderful staff. And I'm sure that you'll be looking to, you know, attract some really talented teachers and kaimahi to the campus when it's up and running. It's going to be known as Te Putahi o Manurewa, ne?
Te Putahi Māori
o Manurewa. Oh, well, it's...
Centre of Cultural Excellence for Māori.
Tēnā koe. It's exciting, isn't it? And obviously you've done your research to see that the interest in reo Māori from our tamariki cohort and to be able to take their love of reo right through their schooling into their senior schooling years. You've done your research and there's a wonderful pipeline here. How much is the school costing? Do you know how much it is to get this built?
Initially we were looking at about 24 mil and then the Labor government added on a bit more. So we're looking at around about 47, 48 mil all up from in terms of what was initially, I think it was initially 24 and then the addition of another 23 on top of that with the Labor government. So, yeah, it took it up to about 47, 48 mil all up. And I think it's, you know, money well worth spent. We deserve it. We all deserve it.
It's a beautiful photo. If you're driving down Mount Browns Road, keep an eye out for it. It's just on the left. It coincides too, doesn't it, with the redevelopment of Hōmai as a sort of area as well. And for our Ngāti Kapo, their facilities have been upgraded as well, coinciding with this, hasn't it, Mahia?
Yeah, well, you know that whole block of land that sits, the block where our kura is, sits alongside of the Te Whānau Kapo, Te Kura Kapo, Mo Te Hunga Kapo, Aroha Mai. So that block was gazetted, the whole block was gazetted for the education of the blind. So in order for us to get that to have that second part, it was re-gazetted as Education General. And so we were given that land by the ministry to build our wharekore initially. And then, of course, we spoke to our kura across the road, and we thought it would be really good if we relocated both kura to the one site. And so that's how we had the kura kaupapa and us, and we also had plans in terms of kuarangareo. And now the adult education kaupapa has come on board as well.
Well, it's pretty special, and I can see it. Like I say, when I drove past, I thought, wow, that's looking fantastic. And that prompted me to give you a call. So I appreciate you letting our peeps know. When next you drive down Browns Road, don't be surprised. It's a wonderful new campus, and it is reo to the hilt, Mahia Nathan, who is the tūmuaki, long-time tūmuaki as well, at Te Wharekura o Manurewa. Nei rato miki kā koe, tēnā ka tira, Mahia. Thank you so much.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā tātou.
Tēnā koe. Well, you're with 603. It's been